Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Delivering dependable for over 30 years, Superior Livestock's next video cattle auction coming Thursday, February 6th, live from Fort Worth on Dish Network, Satellite 997, SLA TV, and SuperiorClickToBid.com, Superior Sunrise at 7:30, video auction at 8 a.m. Central Time, 24,000 head, 6,900 yearling steers, 3,300 yearling heifers, and 13,000 weaned calves. For details, when a lot will sell, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. Oklahoma Genetics invites you to focus on quality at their 2020 annual conference Wednesday, February 12th at the Edmond Convention Center in North Edmond. Program gives you a chance to hear one of the major buyers of U.S. wheat domestically, Hayden Wands with Grupo Bimbo, as well as wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver and members of his wheat improvement team at OSU. To register for the conference that includes lunch, call 405-744-4347 and leave your name. There's no fee, but you must be registered. Check out more about OGI at their website, okgenetics.com.
Well, today's cattle futures market had a pretty wild, volatile day. We had March feeders close up 72 cents at 136.80, $3.15 off of their lows. April feeders up 97 at 138.50, also about $3 off their lows. So kind of a key reversal here after making new lows for this move. We also were higher in live cattle. February's about 52 at 121.90. About a dollar off their lows. They weren't near as volatile as the feeder cattle, but still higher today. April's up $1.12 at 120.80. February hogs were the only red hog contract, down 95 at 56.17. April's up $1.02. May's up $1.10. Out in December, up $1.05 at 62.55. So across the board, feeder cattle, live cattle, and lean hogs all higher. The feeder cattle index is 142.38, which is a pretty good premium to where the March feeder cattle futures are. Packer margins for both beef and pork are still positive. Beef and estimated somewhere around just over $40 a head. Pork somewhere around $28 a head. And then the mid-session, Oklahoma City market, which had 6,600 head, was called steady to $5 higher. And this was even when the board was significantly under pressure. So maybe that was part of the reason why the market came back.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Well, around here, John Deere starts with P&K. And we're proud to be Oklahoma's largest John Deere dealer, with 16 locations in Oklahoma and another two in Arkansas. Our tractor lineup is stacked with capacity and versatility. We've got the largest selection, the lowest industry prices, and top-notch service. It's all a part of the P&K experience. We're changing what it means to really own your John Deere tractor. At P&K, you can afford it. So stop by or visit us online at pkequipment.com. You'll find the tractor you need at the price you want.
The grain markets were generally weak today. We had corn down 2 to 3 cents. Soybeans actually higher. They're the only contract that was higher. It was 2 to 3 cents higher. Kansas City wheat down about a penny. Chicago wheat steady to a half lower. Cotton 66 lower at 66.84 on March. December down 102 at 67.71. Generally, the weakness is coming after China markets opened up, coming back from their new year. The markets were down hard in China. Some commodity markets were down. They don't really call it the limit, but the maximum allowed that it could be lower. So they halted trading. And then one report was that they were going to halt trading in the overnight markets until things came back into order. So I don't know what exactly that means. They work a little different than we do here in the United States. But things were down sharply. Their stock market was down 9% overnight. Now, that wasn't an additional 9%. That was just catching up toward the U.S. markets that kind of already fallen over the last week. Today, the U.S., Dow Jones is up 191, S&P is up 27. So we had a pretty strong day for the stock markets in the United States. Crude oil, on the other hand, down $1.50. Natural gas down about 2 points. So mixed bag overall. It's still the same headlines. The coronavirus spreading, growing at this point, and that's scaring the markets.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.